This past weekend, both Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Abdul-El-Sayed were on the Sunday shows, and I was really impressed by how well they presented their ideas, how well they sparred with interviewers, how well they got out of difficult questions. Here you can see for yourself.
It is significant.
Millennials are not, you know, punk kids anymore.
Yeah.
We're grown adults with mortgages and kids, and that generation is starting to be decisive at the polls, and there is anger at being ignored, sidelined, having our economic futures mortgaged by the generations that came before us on everything from the economy to climate, and we're taking the reins.
I think all of us would be a lot more interested in that kind of a system if we knew that our health care would be free at the point of care and would be free without having to worry about losing it in general. So there's an opportunity here, I think, to trade what we give to a big corporation who gets to decide who we get to see and who we don't for a little bit more paid into FICA. And I think that's a trade that's worth making.
This just sparked an idle thought, and please don't take it too seriously, this is very unscientific and is sort of one of those pop sociology things that ordinarily I find very annoying, but I'm just going to play with it here. So they're both millennials, both on the older end of millennials. Zoran Mamdani, another talented political communicator, is a millennial. James Tallarico is a millennial. John Ossoff, millennial. When you start like looking at the most exciting candidates right now, they all tend to be in that millennial range, born in the late 80s, on the younger end, maybe the early 90s, mostly in the late 80s, and generally speaking, very talented political communicators. Now, this may be just an artifact of the fact that millennials are aging into political leadership, and it may be a case of survivorship bias, right? These are the people that won, and there may be plenty of millennial candidates who lost and weren't as impressive. So that's why I'm saying don't take this too seriously. But I did have a thought, speaking as a millennial, not to gas up my own generation too much, I did have a thought that there might be something about the media environment in which millennials were acculturated that is contributing to what seems to be an above average level of talent when it comes to political communication. And what I mean specifically is just sort of like the social media world. Like we're kind of the first social media generation, accustomed to a kind of public communication and comfortable with kind of being on camera, being observed in a way that wasn't necessarily true of older sets of politicians. And the consequence of this is just a cohort of candidates who are good on the stump, who are good when it comes to just communicating with people in a natural sounding way. Now, the funny thing about this, and this is a point I make frequently, is that there's something very 19th century about all of this. Politics in the 19th century was explicitly a mass politics. There wasn't modern mass communications, right? So if you wanted to reach people, you had to do so in person, in crowds. You had to constantly be hustling and traveling and moving and trying to get to people where they were in a very direct way. Your campaigns were built around creating gatherings of people who you could interact with, persuade, talk to, that kind of thing. And these weren't the kind of hierarchical events that I think we're accustomed to now. There's something about how in the age of radio and television, even public events are this very top-down kind of thing where the candidate says something and the audience receives. But I recommend you go look at the transcript from, say, the Lincoln-Douglas debates, where there is much more of a back and forth where the candidates are responding to the audience in real time. It's quite reminiscent, really, of doing video on a YouTube or a TikTok and then responding to comments as well. And I just wonder if that experience translates to some kind of very useful set of political skills. Again, this might just be shallow sociology, but interesting to think about. Tell me what you think. I'll see you next time.